Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. I'm not even sure what happened to hour number one, but by the way, just a reminder, we are in hurricane season, and Hurricane Helene is about to hit the Gulf Coast. Down yonder around the eastern edges of the panhandle of Florida towards down towards Tampa. And just caution and be careful, because those storms are going to be raging north. And we're looking at getting a lot of rain right here in this listening area, even in North Alabama. And they're going to get slammed going over towards East Alabama and into Georgia over Atlanta. So just keep a weather eye on the horizon. Make sure you know your travel plans. Storm surge right now down in Fort Myers, Florida area is legit. I mean, it is washing over the roads right now, and causeways are being closed. And so anyway, just be aware. It's looking like it's going to hit land as a Category 4. I mean, it will go to Category 5, doesn't it? So it's a Cat 3 right now with wind speeds of 120 miles per hour. But they're saying that by the time it reaches shoreline, the main body of the hurricane proper is going to be pushing Category 4. So that is just, whew, that is big. So anyway, be aware, and prayers to the people on the Gulf Coast. Several text messages. Dave from Madison says, is Alex Soros a U.S. citizen? Not that it matters when you have billions. I agree. I did some checking on that. I do believe that Alex Soros himself is a U.S. citizen. I don't think George Soros is. He's originally from Hungary, I believe, but I could be wrong. Russell from Rural Route 1. So Hillary's right-hand girl, he points out, and I've forgotten this, you're right, Huma Abedin, which used to be married to what? Was that guy Scott Wiener? Is that it? Anyway, yeah, that weirdo. But Huma Abedin was Hillary Clinton's right-hand person, her chief of staff. And Huma Abedin is now engaged to Alex Soros. Wow. The cabal is all together, aren't they? Brian from Decatur says, is it me or does George Soros look like he's been 95 for the last 30 years? There's something going on there. Maybe it's like it's a pact with the devil or something. Brian from Decatur. I don't know, but he does look like a day of, you know, The Walking Dead. Just saying. Riley from Scottsboro says, I truly believe that George Soros actually sold his soul. Well, I hope not. You know what? God can redeem anybody. The things he could do with those billions if he got on fire for the Lord, you know it? And she also says, by the way, Rita from Scottsboro says, congratulations, Big Rig. I wish you all the luck in the world with your new adventure, and stop back by and see us every now and then. It has been fun listening to y'all. And says, now you won't hang up on me when I call.
Thank you.
Rita, you call anytime. Molly from Huntsville says, congratulations to Big Rig. Thanks to our still free economy, may God allow us to keep it and make it stronger. Yeah, what she's basically saying there, you're like part of the free market, man. You're out there building a better mousetrap. Aaron from Huntsville says something about Alex Soros, and I can't see. Yeah, I see it. Aaron, thank you. Send a picture. That's the picture. Scott from Athens says, everybody says that I have a lot of power, but what does that power consist of? Can I influence government? I am beginning to be able to. 1995 quote from George Soros. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Blessings to Big Rig from Dave from Huntsville. Brandon from Union Grove, I appreciate your service. He and I were trading texts earlier. Chad from Huntsville says, the left is like a shiny hood ornament. It looks good, but all it does is break wind. That one might deserve some applause, Big Rig. Can you hand Chad from Huntsville some applause on that one? I was actually talking to Butters this morning, who's going to be on the show in a little while, about we need to start saving some of the best texts. And then posting them periodically. But Chad from Huntsville, if we were posting them yet, you'd be posted, man. And then Steve from Tennessee says to you, Big Rig, he says, fair winds and following seas. And then he says, go Navy. Steve from Tennessee. All right, listen, we got, oh my gosh, I didn't even touch all the texts. I just realized there's a whole lot more. Don't worry, I'm going to get some of them. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get a few more. Jerry from Decatur says, George Soros ain't right because he's not right with God. Therefore, everything he does is destroy the very fabric of this Christian nation. Phil, you're not wrong calling him evil, airborne. Thank you, Jerry. I'll get some more of these here momentarily. Let me jump on a different topic. So Dipper number two, I'm calling it Trump targeted. And this is, wow, this is another thing. You know, you don't want to get into rhetoric. Oh, well, they've got a target on his back. You know, and sometimes you might say that and people go, yeah. No, this is real. There have been two assassination attempts, one of which actually got shots off, killed other people who were around him, and winged Donald Trump, his ear. Everybody knows. But, I mean, there was actually blood on the man, and somebody else died because of this. Is there a target on Trump's back? There's more than a target. And the rhetoric from the left will not cease. They don't seem to recognize what they're doing. You know what? I take that back. Maybe they do. Maybe they're saying the things they're saying and doing the things they're doing, knowing full well that what they are doing is inciting the possibility. Now, keep in mind, wasn't the whole January 6th commission designed to find that Trump had incited violence? Do you remember that? He gave a speech. The man gave a speech. And somehow that turned into an insurrection merely because he spoke to people. He incited violence. And yet, I've got story after story here in my stack of resources, and I'm not sure I can get to all of them. But, like, I'll just start with this one. So, the Biden Secretary of Commerce is one Gina Raimondo. By the way, Gina Raimondo, you have failed. You are the Secretary of Commerce. The economy has struggled since you took office. We hit 40-year inflation highs, but yet you still have your job. And I'm not sure why that is. If you were in the private sector, you would have been fired a long time ago. But Gina Raimondo, who is a surrogate for Kamala Harris now, and she's also President Biden's Secretary of Commerce, like I said, she came out in a recent interview on Morning Joe on MSNBC and called for Trump to be extinguished for good. What does that mean? This story came out on Fox News Dateline yesterday. Harris surrogate and President Biden's Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo called for former President Trump to be extinguished for good during her interview on Wednesday, less than 2 weeks after the second attempt on his life. Wow. I'd look at this and my gosh. I mean, and they just say this stuff with impunity, and nobody calls them on it. She says, "I don't know how we got here. We sure as hell have to get out of here and get Kamala to the White House," Raimondo replied. "I'm a woman. I have a 20-year-old daughter. When I read that and I saw the protector, it is enraging. It is blood-curdling. It's BS. Not only is it wrong and a lie, it belittles us. We're not stupid. We know he's lying. We don't need his baloney telling us he'll protect us. We know the facts. We know how he feels about women. It's just another lie. Let's extinguish him for good." My gosh. Can you lack a little more professionalism, please? Can you literally just lack a little more professionalism? I mean, if I walked into a courtroom tomorrow as an attorney and I acted like that in the presence of the judge would strike me, he would strike my comments from the record and would admonish me to show a little more decorum. If I was still in service and I walked into a staff meeting in uniform and began to excoriate other people in the room talking like that, the commander would call me down and probably have me written up on a counseling statement. If I were to walk into a private company's boardroom and start talking like that, somebody would file a complaint. The DEI staff would get involved. But because it's Democrats, they can go on national TV and say things like what she just said. That was not just, by the way, about Trump. That was a rant. And she concluded it with, "Let's extinguish him for good." Hotair.com has a piece, Dateline yesterday, and the headline is, "The Kill Trump Rhetoric is Getting Worse." Not better. They didn't learn from two actual attempts to assassinate him, one of which actually killed other people. They're talking about things and making it worse. They're continuing to basically decry Donald Trump and yet blame him. How many times have you heard them say, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, any of the others, that the one who calls for violence and the one who will destroy our nation and the one who will be the downfall of democracy and the one who doesn't respect the Constitution is Donald Trump? And yet what we're looking at here is a constant series of, you know, rhetoric points that are loudly and openly called to bring hatred and violence towards Trump and anybody else who they identify as a MAGA Republican. One story that pretty much escaped the news, I'll just point this out before I go to the break, was that there was another man who was arrested just the other day for calling Mar-a-Lago and making multiple threats. The guy's last name, believe it or not, is Crazy Bull. Okay. Named Warren Jones Crazy Bull of Idaho, allegedly made 9 threatening phone calls to Trump's Palm Beach residence at Mar-a-Lago, promising to kill him personally, making comments like, "I'm coming down there to get you." Now, granted, he's probably a nut, but you know what? They can't take anything for granted. Not at all. You can't blow anything off. Because right now, there have been 2 nuts that actually got guns in his presence, one of which fired shots and killed somebody. This guy, Crazy Bull, was just arrested. This story came out on PJ Media yesterday. He was arrested, I think, over the weekend or maybe in the last week. Warren Jones, Crazy Bull of Idaho, made at least 9 threatening phone calls to Mar-a-Lago. Federal authorities arrested him. Oh, they arrested him on August 1st? Has anybody heard this? I didn't know this. Old boy was arrested in August, early August, August 1st. Just weeks after the first shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, and before 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth tried to kill him at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. Is there a target on Trump's back? You think? And they're the ones calling for it. Now listen, when we get back from this break, I got to tell you, it's more than just a nut from Idaho making phone calls. How about an actual government that is openly calling for his death? I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. So Dan Bongino was on a pretty good rant about this the other day. Storyline on the Daily Fetched says that he's basically said that Trump's being hunted. I mean, his comments, and he's a former Secret Service guy, so you can look at this and go, he understands what the detail is supposed to cover and what they don't cover. I will tell you this. One of the things that's very disturbing to me. Do I have that story in my stack? Hang on a second. Let's see if I do. Wait one. Okay. I don't have it in my stack. I just remember reading the story. It came out yesterday. Secret Service at Butler, Pennsylvania, the one where the guy actually got the shots off from the roof that should have been covered. It turns out the Secret Service did have a drone there that day, but they also had somebody manning the drone who had only had 1 hour of training, didn't know how to use it. And actually the records now indicate that that person had to dial an 800 number customer service line just prior to the event starting, just to get information on how to operate the security drone that they had. What does that tell you? We are not operating on the A game. We're not. Now, Congress has just acted to try and authorize additional funding to protect presidential candidates at the same levels as the president themselves, meaning that whatever Biden gets, Trump should get. And I look at it and think, you mean that wasn't already a thing? I mean, you've got stuff happening right now that is beyond the threats being made against Donald Trump, the vitriol being levied against him, just the mere fact that you've got Trump derangement syndrome being what it is. But I think part of the reason why he didn't have the security was because of Trump derangement syndrome itself. Now, here's the thing. Story here on Fox News came out 2 days ago. The Trump campaign has now been briefed on real and specific threats from Iran to assassinate him. Not from people like, you know, what's his name? Victor Crazy Bull from Idaho. Not from some guy laying on the golf course with an SKS rifle, but he's a lone wolf and no one knows where he got his money from or how he acquired the rifle. Now, we're talking about now, they're actually briefing him that they have real and credible threats from Iran to assassinate the Republican presidential candidate. It says Iran's aim to assassinate Trump as part of the Islamic Republic's efforts to destabilize and sow chaos in the United States, said Trump campaign communications director Stephen Chung. Quote, intelligence officials have identified that these continued and coordinated attacks have heightened in the past few months, and law enforcement officials across all agencies are working to ensure that President Trump is protected and the election is free from interference. Make no mistake, the terror regime in Iran loves the weakness of Kamala Harris and is terrified of the strength and resolve of President Trump. And I believe that's true. And Trump came out and basically told him the other day, if they don't stop, that he'll be proud to oversee the destruction of their country. Dang. But here's the I actually on social media the other day, there was the Ayatollah's personal Twitter account had a video. It was an AI generated video, but it was a video of the idea of sending in an armed drone, a ground drone, to run out on the golf course and to shoot Trump, or to actually call in overhead bombs, you know, laser guided bombs. That is, you know, okay, so it's an AI generated cartoon. It's being promoted by the leader of the nation. Folks, I'm telling you, he is targeted. And I don't believe that we're done. I think that the heightened level of threat has to be maintained. The security, I mean, against the threat has to be maintained. And the truth of the matter is, you can look at it, and I'll say this. This is my closing comments on this. I believe that what we want is the kind of leader that they hate. That's what we want. What we want is the leader that the left wants to destroy. What we want is the leader that Iran wants to destroy. What we want is the leader who, when he gets shot in the head, raises his fist in the air and yells, "Fight!" And the crowd won't leave the scene, even though members of the crowd are dying. What we want is someone who will stare the world in the eye and say, "Don't you cross that line." So much do they hate him that they are willing to openly call for his assassination. And I'll be honest with you, there's an old saying, and I love this, fear the old man in a career path that kills the young men. You know what I'm saying? Fear the old man who survives in the career path that kills the young men. Donald Trump has been a fighter. And we're down to the point now. I mean, and listen, I'm not even a Trump acolyte. It may sound like I am, but I'm not. But I'll tell you right now, we need him to win for a variety of reasons. Not the least of which is they've opposed him and called for his death so many times that he has to win just to put them in their place. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Coming up next, Butters and Lee.